Good morning, you listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm on the 11th floor at NeoCon 2013, and I'm in the Atlas carpet space. Most people know Atlas as a West Coast producer of contract carpet, and I'm here with Diane Hahn, who's creative director, and John Woodward, who's VP of the Central Region. Guys, you doing okay?
Doing very well, Kemp.
Yeah. Doing good.
Yeah. I want to talk about the fact you did win a Best of NeoCon Gold Award for Broadloom. Congratulations on that. We'll get to that in just a minute. But John, first, if you would, just remind our listeners who Atlas is.
Well, Atlas is a Los Angeles-based commercial carpet manufacturer. We've been in business for over 40 years. Our primary constituent is the A&D community, so that tends to be where we spend a lot of our time and focus, although we work quite a lot with end users. In terms of market segments, we really go across all market segments. In terms of the office segments, hospitality, institutional, healthcare, you know, Atlas pretty much does it all within our discipline, which we really feel is a middle to higher end manufacturer and somebody who really seeks out clients that value design.
So you're focused on all sectors. You have products that cover across most of the wants and needs in the commercial business, and you have both modular and broadloom, right?
That is correct. We've got a very expansive collection of products and selection of products, and certainly a growing modular presence in terms of what we do and how we do it, and a tremendous amount of product in terms of design and performance and durability, once again, one that lends itself to all segments.
And your go-to-market strategy is you have major showroom in New York, and then you have sales reps that call on A&D.
That's correct. We've got, as you said, New York showroom, our Chicago showroom, obviously our manufacturing facilities, and showroom out in Los Angeles as well.
Great. All right, so Diane, congratulations again. As creative director, I wanted to ask you about, it's called the Shibori Collection, right?
That's correct. Shibori Collection has 5 patterns and 24 colors.
You know, when the judges come through and they're doing the Best of NeoCon judging, they like the aesthetics, and that usually gets you partway there, but they really like the story behind the design. Tell us a little bit about what you think they liked.
Well, our designer who designed the collection really took the Shibori idea, literally, and she tried to, with tufting equipment, simulate what it's like to create a Shibori fabric. And the hand-tied effect and very natural-looking dyed quality.
Explain to my listeners what the Shibori effect is.
It's kind of a come-and-go, kind of a fading in and out. It's a lot of different types of patterns that you get from this effect. This designer has a beautiful hand. She creates beautiful, just very sensitive-looking patterns, and the collection is very cohesive. You look at the collection, and the patterns are distinct amongst themselves, but the collection works beautifully together.
Yeah. Now, is there a specific area that you think this collection is going to be popular in as far as the vertical commercial sectors?
Well, I think actually all of them, because the patterns are, there's some that are very, very soft and not a lot of drama to the pattern, and then there's others that have very dramatic patterns to them. So I think it's going to really go across all the segments.
Now, I know you won a Broadloom Award, so that tells me it is a Broadloom product. But is this collection also available in tile if a customer wants it that way?
Yes, it is. And we actually, in our folder, we're showing some combinations of the different patterns together. It's available in a brick monolithic and quarter turn installation method.
Okay, Diane, this is the first time I've ever interviewed you before. Tell us a little bit about your background.
Well, I started with Atlas almost 20 years ago, and I actually was one of the product designers in the beginning, and then I've been creative director for the last 8 years. I've been in the industry for almost 30 years now.
Okay. And this NeoCon, you're up here on the 11th floor. It's very crowded up here. How does this compare with previous NeoCons?
Oh, I think it's an excellent NeoCon. It's really some interesting looks out there, some new things that I haven't seen before, so it's been really enjoyable walking around and seeing all the new things. The Shibori collection is the first in a series of 4 folders, and these collections work together. They share common color lines, and so we're very excited about this whole new launch this year that we're going to be bringing out.
Okay. And John, one last question for you. I know you're in charge of the Central Region, which includes Chicago. What kind of mix of audience are you getting here? Is it mostly A&D?
Primarily A&D, although we've seen a good number of end users and flooring contractors as well, but primarily A&D. But I would say this is, at least in recent memory, probably been one of the most optimistic shows in terms of the overall business climate and people, as you mentioned earlier and Diane mentioned, in terms of having projects. It's been terrific, especially with the Shibori collection. We've got the product that just went out to our salespeople, so it's released. We're able to take sample orders. And that's, you know, our instant gratification is really watching people gravitate toward the products and order samples for our salespeople so that the samples are waiting on them when they get back home.
Okay. And business conditions in Central Region are good?
Business conditions have been, you know, very good thus far. We're doing well compared to last year and the previous years, and we're very optimistic. It seems like the activity level seems to be continuing to move in a positive way. So,
okay, and Diane, if somebody wants to see the Shibori collection that wasn't able to make it to NeoCon, can they see it on your website?
Absolutely. We launched it, like John said, we launched it in the last couple weeks, so we are ready to go. It's on there.
All right, great. Well, it's good to talk to you all. Again, we've been talking to Diane Hahn, Creative Director, and John Woodward, VP of the Central Region and the Atlas Space, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloridaDaily.net.